Welcome to Wednesday Morning Prayer from the Anglican, a prayer book for Australia. We proclaim the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. God, in his infinite mercy, forgives all sins, and through our baptism in the name of our Saviour, Jesus Christ, we are given a rebirth into new life, free from the burden of all sin. Alleluia. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Blessed be God forever. Let us pray. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus. Glory to God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. As in the beginning, so now and forever. Amen. Blessed are you, the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, for you have blessed us in Christ Jesus with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. You chose us to be yours in Christ before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before you. In love, you destined us to be your children through Jesus Christ, according to the purpose of your will, to the praise of your glorious grace, which you freely bestowed on us in the Beloved. The night has passed and the day lies open before us. Let us pray with one heart and mind. As we rejoice in the gift of this new day, so may the light of your presence, O God, set our hearts on fire with love for you, now and forever. Amen. Psalm 18, verses 1 to 30. I love you, O Lord, my strength. O Lord, my crag, my fortress, and my deliverer. My God, the rock to which I come for refuge. My shield, my mighty saviour, and my high defence. I called to the Lord with loud lamentation, and I was rescued from my enemies. The waves of death encompassed me, and the floods of chaos overwhelmed me. The cords of the grave tightened about me, and the snares of death lay in my path. In my anguish, I called to the Lord. I cried for help to my God. From his temple, he heard my voice, and my cry came even to his ears. The earth heaved and quaked. The foundations of the hills were shaken. They trembled because he was angry. Smoke went out from his nostrils, and a consuming fire from his mouth. He parted the heavens and came down, and there was darkness under his feet. He rode upon the cherubim and flew. He came swooping upon the wings of the wind. He made the darkness his covering, and his canopy was thick cloud and watery darkness. Out of his clouds from the brightness before him broke hailstones and coal of fire. The Lord thundered in the heavens. The Most High uttered his voice. He let loose his arrows. He scattered them on every side. He hurled down lightnings with the roar of the thunderbolt. The springs of the sea were uncovered, and the foundations of the world laid bare. At your rebuke, O Lord, at the blast of the breath of your displeasure, he reached down from on high and took me. He drew me out of the great waters. He delivered me from my strongest enemy, from my foes that were mightier than I. They confronted me in the day of my calamity, but the Lord was my upholder. He brought me out into a place of liberty and rescued me because I delighted his heart. The Lord rewarded me for my righteous dealing. He recompensed me according to the cleanness of my hands. because I had kept the ways of the Lord and had not turned from my God to do evil. For I had an eye to all his laws. I did not put his commandments from me. I was also blameless before him, and I kept myself from wrongdoing. Therefore the Lord rewarded my innocence, because my hands were undefiled in his sight. With the faithful you show yourself faithful, with the blameless you show yourself blameless. With the pure you are pure, but with the crooked you show yourself perverse. For you will save a humble people, but you bring down the high looks of the proud. You light my lamp, O Lord my God. You make my darkness to be bright. We consecrate this day to your service, O Lord. May all our thoughts, words, and actions be well-pleasing to you, and serve the good of our brothers and sisters, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. The first reading is from the prophet Jeremiah, beginning at chapter 32, verse 36. Now therefore, thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, concerning this city of which you say it is being given into the hand of the king of Babylon by the sword, by famine, and by pestilence, see, I am going to gather them from all the lands to which I drove them in my anger and my wrath in great indignation. I will bring them back to this place, and I will settle them in safety. They shall be my people, and I will be their God. I will give them one heart and one way, that they may fear me for all time for their own good and the good of their children after them. I will make an everlasting covenant with them, never to draw back from doing good to them, and I will put the fear of me in their hearts so that they may not turn from me. I will rejoice in doing good to them, and I will plant them in this land in faithfulness, with all my heart and all my soul. For thus says the Lord, just as I have brought all this great disaster upon this people, so I will bring upon them all the good fortune that I now promise them. Fields shall be bought in this land of which you are saying it is a desolation, without human beings or animals. It has been given into the hands of the Chaldeans. Fields shall be bought for money, and the deeds shall be signed and sealed and witnessed in the land of Benjamin, in the places around Jerusalem, and in the cities of Judah, of the hill country of Shephelah, and of the Negeb, for I will restore their fortunes, says the Lord. The word of the Lord came to Jeremiah a second time, while he was still confined in the court of the guard. Thus says the Lord who made the earth, the Lord who formed it to establish it. The Lord is his name. Call to me, and I will answer you, and will tell you great and hidden things that you have not known. For thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, concerning the houses of this city, and the houses of the kings of Judah, that were torn down to make a defence against the siege ramps and before the sword. The Chaldeans are coming in to fight, and to fill them with the dead bodies of those whom I shall strike down in my anger and my wrath. For I have hidden my face from the city, because of all their wickedness. I am going to bring it to recovery and healing. I will heal them and reveal to them abundance of prosperity and security. I will restore the fortunes of Judah and the fortunes of Israel, and rebuild them as they were at first. I will cleanse them from all the guilt of their sin against me, and I will forgive all the guilt of their sin and rebellion against me. And this city shall be to me a name of joy, a praise, and a glory, before all the nations of the earth, who shall hear of all the good that I do for them. They shall fear and tremble, because of all the good and all the prosperity I provide for it. The second reading is from the letter to the Hebrews, beginning at chapter 10, verse 32. But recall those earlier days when, after you had been enlightened, you endured a hard struggle with sufferings, sometimes being publicly exposed to abuse and persecution, and sometimes being partners with those so treated. For you had compassion for those who were in prison, and you cheerfully accepted the plundering of your possessions, knowing that you yourselves possess something better and more lasting. Do not, therefore, abandon that confidence of yours. It brings a great reward. For you need endurance so that when you have done the will of God, you may receive what was promised. For yet, in a very little while, the one who is coming will come, and will not delay. But my righteous one will live by faith. My soul takes no pleasure in anyone who shrinks back. But we are not among those who shrink back and so are lost, but among those who have faith and so are saved. May your word live in us and bear much fruit to your glory. We praise you, O God, we acclaim you as Lord. All creation worships you, the Father everlasting. To you, all angels and all powers of heaven, the cherubim and seraphim, sing in endless praise. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. The glorious company of apostles praise you. The noble fellowship of prophets praise you. The white-robed army of prophets praise you. Throughout the world, the Holy Church acclaims you, Father of majesty unbounded. Your true and only Son, worthy of all praise, the Holy Spirit advocate and guide, you, Christ, are the King of glory, the eternal Son of the Father. When you took our flesh to set us free, you humbly chose the Virgin's womb. You overcame the sting of death and opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers. You are seated at God's right hand in glory. We believe that you will come to be our judge. Come then, Lord, and help your people, bought with the price of your own blood, and bring us with your saints to glory everlasting. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. The Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Almighty and everlasting God, you hate nothing that you have made, and you forgive the sins of all who are penitent. Great and make in us new and contrite hearts, that we, worthily lamenting our sins and acknowledging our wretchedness, may obtain of you, the God of all mercy, perfect remission and forgiveness. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Lord God, our Redeemer, who heard the cry of your people and sent your servant Moses to lead them out of slavery, free us from the tyranny of sin and death, and by the leading of your Spirit, bring us to our promised land. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Loving God, we give you thanks that through your Son, Jesus Christ, you have shown us the way to live in your righteousness. We pray for reconciliation with you and ask for strength to remain in your presence in all we do. God of grace, hear our prayer. Saviour God, we thank you for the faithfully departed and your servants in every age. We ask that our ancestors and all your saints may be brought to a joyful resurrection and fulfillment of your kingdom. God of grace, hear our prayer. Almighty God, we ask for your mercy to be given to all countries experiencing earthquakes and natural disasters at this time. We ask for your intervention to bring calm to the weather systems and so to calm their hearts and minds. God of grace, hear our prayer. Loving God, bring us together as one with you, reconciled with each other. You made us in your likeness. You gave your only Son, Jesus Christ. He has given us forgiveness of sin. Bring us together as one, different in culture, but given new life in Jesus Christ. Reconciled, forgiven, sharing you with others as you have called us to do. God of grace, hear our prayer. Loving God, we ask your blessing for those listed on the Anglican cycle of prayer. The Diocese on the Coast, the Church of Nigeria, the Diocese of Bendigo, the Parish of Gold Coast South, Toowoomba Hospital Chaplaincy, Fraser Coast Anglican College, Harvey Bay, all parishes seeking clergy, all Anglican schools seeking chaplains, all prison ministry chaplaincy teams, all people joining in this prayer offering. God of grace, hear our prayer. Eternal God and Father, by whose power we are created, and by whose love we are redeemed, guide and strengthen us by your Spirit, that we may give ourselves to your service, and live this day in love to one another and to you. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you, and also with you. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God. May the God of steadfastness and encouragement grant us to live in such harmony with one another, in accord with Christ Jesus, that we may with one voice glorify our God and Father. Amen.